it's always a great day to be in Harbor Beach.
Yeah. So what all is going on? I see they're having a chili cook-off. That's probably going to be my favorite.
That is a big part of the day we do. We have 17 chilies that are going to be part of it this year. We have local merchants as well as a couple individuals that are going to have chilies for everybody to taste and vote for your favorite. You'll start, if you want to do that, you're going to start at the visitor center and purchase your ballot and map of where they're all at, because they are throughout town. The ballots are $3, and then you stroll through town and sample all 17 chilies, which is a lot of chili by the time you're done. And then, you can make notes on your ballot and then decide which one you thought was your favorite. And then we do select winners at the end. As we do that, then there's also, you're also entered into a drawing for a chili basket. So we do give out a really nice chili basket that's put together for one lucky winner. And then whoever wins the chili for the year, they do get a Harbor Beach Bucks that the chamber, you know, gives out. Cause this is a Harbor Beach Chamber event that we're doing this Saturday. So it is a fundraiser for the chamber, and lots of people come out for it and stroll town, see what's all out there at our different merchants, and have a good time. It's lots of families, so be a good day to bring families and friends out and have some fun.
So are the 17 chili participants, are they businesses or?
Some are businesses and some are individuals, yes.
Awesome.
The majority, of course, are businesses.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But yeah, we have some people that think they have a great chili, so they're going to try it out.
Oh man, I'm so excited. Chili is like my absolute favorite for fall. You know, I mean, it just like it's like the symbol that fall is starting.
Absolutely. Well, and you have all your fresh produce to use in the chili, you know, with your tomatoes, green peppers, whatever you use. You know, of course, they're all different chilies, so they all have their own unique ingredients. But
I stopped by my friend's yesterday, and her daughter just went out in their garden and grabbed a bunch of tomatoes and made homemade chili. So I should have her entering there. Sure. Like, so what else is going to be going on?
As you're doing your chili tasting, there's also going to be a few scarecrows around town that have been created by a few classrooms in Harbor Beach. So some kids have gotten creative and made scarecrows. So they will be displayed around town, and then when you vote for your favorite chili, you can also vote for your favorite scarecrow.
Oh, that's so cool. So it's from the Harbor Beach School?
The Harbor Beach Schools, yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And what about the dessert?
The dessert. That's always a favorite. Yeah. So this is open to anyone that loves to bake or wants to try their hand at baking. You bring a prepared dish, either pie, a dessert of any kind, to the visitor center between 10 and 10:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Drop it off, and there will be a panel of judges that taste them all. Wouldn't you like to be one of those?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, how do I get on that panel? Especially after eating all the chili, you know, you got to cool down the spices
exactly.
With some pie.
Yes. And so, so they'll judge, and then they'll pick their winners, and those winners also get Harbor Beach Bucks to spend in Harbor Beach. And then the pieces and slices after the judging are up for sale for anyone to purchase. Nice. So if you want to try the winning dessert or pie, you want to get there early and make your selection.
Yeah. Wow, that's really cool.
So yeah, try to make it a day for a little bit for everybody. We also have our Murphy Museum Craft Expo. We usually have quite a few vendors at this one, especially with all the fall produce and, you know, everyone harvesting their gardens and such. And they'll have it displayed really nice. It'll look great. And that is on the Murphy Museum lawn. And then, you know, it's kind of like just any kind of a farmer's market type crafts, anything that anyone wants to bring to sell. If you do want to be a vendor for that, you just need to call Barb and let her know that you'll be coming. And her number is 989-553-3317. So, yeah, that's, and there's no registration fee. You just let her know that you're coming so she can make sure there's space for you.
All right, so just if you didn't hear that, you can, if you're a vendor and you want to have a vendor spot at Murphy Museum Craft Expo this Saturday, call Barb to register 989-553-3317. All right, and it's setup begins at 8 a.m.?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and they usually start selling as soon as they're ready, but we kind of advertise it as beginning at 10 to give, make sure that they are ready for you. So, and then they'll go throughout the day.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know, I always kind of think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're okay.
I always think that it's a good time to start thinking maybe Christmas. I know it's early, yeah. But, you know, if you find those unique gifts and items that you might want for that individual that could be hard to buy for.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is the Christmas is coming up way too soon. You know, it always seems like summer, as soon as summer's over, it's fall, and then bam, it's Christmas.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My little nephew the other day, he texts me and he says, I know you always want my Christmas list early, so I'm starting it now.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, thank you.
He's going to be a planner. For sure. Oh, man.
But,
so what else are they going to have going on out there?
Oh, so new this year, it's our first time doing this. Well, the scarecrows are also the first time for this, so we'll hopefully grow from here. Let's see, we are having some fall family fun. So your families and the kids especially can play some games, do some crafts. There's going to be cookie decorating. And I believe Corteva Agri Science is giving out donuts and cider to the kids.
Oh.
So that should be fun. They're planning hay rides, so it should be a good time just, you know, to hang out for a little bit. And that's going to take place at the east end of Broad Street. The Broad Street is directly to the south of the Murphy Museum lawn, so it's right by where everything's taking place. But that one block of Broad Street will be closed off on Saturday for this. And so head that direction towards the Veterans Memorial Garden, and you'll find it.
So if I wanted to just, like, randomly show up, I would just type in Murphy's Museum
Correct.
In Harbor Beach
yes.
on my Google Maps, and
yes,
then
it would
just take me right there.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, if you can make it to the Murphy Museum, that's where the visitor center is. There'll be a couple porta-johns behind the visitor center, you know, because with all the people in town, we don't have enough restrooms to, you know, handle everyone for the day. So we do offer that.
Is Murphy's Museum going to be open during
this? It is going to be open, yes. Lori would love to give anyone a tour for that.
I've been to the Grace House, but I haven't been to the Murphy. I've heard about it, but
there is so much information in the Murphy Museum, and the docents are fantastic with all the history they're able to give you and how it pertains to our area in the state of Michigan. I mean, there's been books written on Frank Murphy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he was Attorney General?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive. It's
right.
Like somebody coming from Harbor Beach.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Know, and there's a lot of people that don't even know that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So,
that was my first time when I was at the Grace House. I was like, wait, what? No way, Attorney General in Harbor Beach. No.
Yeah, I mean, his law office is there and everything that you get to go through and see, as well as the house they lived in. So, you know, the bedrooms and they actually have clothing from back then as well. So how the ladies dressed and things.
So to like walk back in time.
Absolutely, yeah. It is a great tour. I encourage anybody to do it.
Yeah.
So.
What about the music?
We have a few local performers that like to perform during this day. They've done it for years. And, you know, they'll just have some music going on around town, a couple different places along the street as you stroll through town.
Nice.
So, yeah. Cool. So nothing, you know, strictly planned or anything. There's just there's a few that have been contacted that they know that we know they're coming.
Yeah, that's, so. In the summer they had a lot of, like, the porch you know, sitting with the music, and so that's kind of...
It's in Port Austin, does the Porch Fest, yeah.
Le Bihir did one, too, this year, but it's kind of, like, just, like, the having musical, just, like, you know, as you're walking around town, just, yeah, being able to hear, like, different types, that's cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, other than this day, we haven't gotten into doing a lot of music around town. We always do our music at the beach on Friday nights during the summer.
Yeah.
So we do that instead and bring our bands into play for that. That's always a good turnout.
You guys have the movie at the beach too.
We do the movies, yeah.
I'm sure that's probably dwindling down now that it's getting a little chilly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, those are done for the year. I'm sure, you know, we're starting to plan for 2023 already, which is kind of crazy to think about.
Definitely. But it was like it was just spring,
right?
Yeah, 2022. Right? Like, we're still getting used to it. Like 2022, and now it's like 2023 is coming out.
Right. So yeah, I mean, dates are already going in the books and making plans. So I'm like, didn't I just get done doing this?
Right. Exactly.
And we're back at it again. Of course, the big deal that a lot of people come to Harbor Beach for on Saturday is the WLAW car giveaway.
Is that happening?
And that will be kickoff at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. That is for anyone who has won a key to the car over the summer that has done that and you've received a certificate in the mail, all that good stuff. Just bring the certificate with you and get in line. And someone from the station will make contact with you. And of course, don't leave right after, because if the car is not won when they get to the end of the line, they'll do a second drawing.
Really?
And that has happened before.
Really? Oh, my gosh. And aren't there, like, 300?
There's 300, but sometimes they don't all make it, you know, for some reason or another.
And yeah. So, yeah.
So, yeah, so hang out. Don't leave right away until you know that car is won by somebody.
Or you can miss out.
Oh, yeah.
So what else do you guys have going on?
In September we have the Huron County Museum Weekend, September 25th and 26th. That's a Saturday, Sunday, and pretty much all the museums in Huron County are open. That's why they call it Museum Weekend.
Oh, cool.
So if you're into that kind of thing, you can, you know, go from town to town and visit all the different museums.
That's awesome.
Could be an influx of information for the day if you do them all.
I have yet to be the one, to go to the one here in Bad Axe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I've kind of just, like, stopped in, and it's really awesome to see the history over time of the Thumb area. And
there is a lot of history here.
It's so, like, everybody thinks of just, like, rural and just farm land, you know, but there, once you step into those museums, you realize that is totally false, because the history alone.
And how it all got started and developed and, you know, evolved from one step to the next.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, and of course you have your great fires and things, and I mean, there's just all kinds of aspects to, you know, visit with that.
Yep. It's actually pretty amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And then, of course, first two weekends in October are our North Park Campground Halloween weekends. So that will be September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. And then the following weekend, October 7th through the 9th. And those are always great weekends to be at North Park Campground. Of course, Saturday's full of activities for the kids, and they go trick-or-treating and pumpkin decorating and whatever they all do.
There's like hay rides and all cider and donuts, all the
fun fall things, you know. So, but yeah, those are always big weekends at the campground, though, for those two weekends. You know, and then, you know, with fall, you have the beautiful colors, the wonderful weather. Things might be a little cooler, but it's still beautiful.
It's so driving along 25 and the lakeshore and, like, seeing the colors of the trees changing and the lake right there.
Well, I was going to say, and then the different colors of the lake on any given day, what it looks like. I mean, it can go from a nasty, ugly gray, Which actually, in its own right, is not ugly, in my opinion. I'd rather see it that bright blue or aqua blue.
Yeah,
but that's my opinion.
It just means, like, winter is coming now, like, when it's that
right,
gray.
Right, right, you know.
At least we don't see the ice floating right now.
There's,
you know?
There's no ice. There's no ice yet, so that's a good thing at this time of year. So, you know, another place to see the colors is along our Backus Trail, which is our nature trail, right next to North Park Campground.
Okay.
It's about a two-mile trail if you walk the whole thing. There's different sections you can take. You don't have to do the whole thing. But that's a beautiful area just to be out in nature. Our Harbor View Trail, which is a pedestrian and bike trail, you know, is also, it runs along the lake for the most part and is pretty as well, but in a different way.
Now, is that one like handicap accessible?
The Harbor View Trail is. The Backus Trail, parts of it is,
yeah.
And other parts would,
like,
not be.
Like Backus, you know, yeah. Like backwoods. Okay.
So, yeah, and then, of course, fall always brings our hunters and fishers. I mean, last weekend already was the youth hunt.
Yeah.
You know, and to see some of those pictures and all the deer in velvet yet.
I mean,
it's like, okay, so that's a different way to see those horns. But,
yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, we got more hunting coming up. You have pheasant season as well as deer and that kind of thing. So
lots of tourists to the area for that alone, just the hunting.
Sure, they can be. Yep. So, and then North Park Campground stays open for hunting season, because we do have some hunters that stay there. And then our cottages down by the marina are also open yet.
Now, are those the cottages that Henry Ford, those log?
No.
No? Okay, I was just wondering. I saw a picture at the Deckerville Museum, and it's of Henry Ford, and, like, there's, like, four other people that I was like, no way! Like, they were in Harbor Beach once.
Yes, they were. No, these are not, though.
Okay,
these
okay.
are actually new construction that the Tech Center actually built for Harbor Beach.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they their students built them and moved them over, and so they're plumbed and everything now. So they sleep, each one sleeps seven.
Oh, wow.
And has a bathroom inside. You should bring your own bedding, of course. But they're really nice, and they're right on the water.
Wow, that's, I bet those are utilized for the hunters and fishers too.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we offer, you know, lots going on yet this fall, mm-hmm. even though, you know, the main activities are winding down.
Yeah.
There's always things to do and find in Harbor Beach.
So head on out to Harbor Beach this Saturday, the Harvest Fest. And especially if you have a key, if you want a WLAW key, you're going to definitely want to get out there.
And you're not going to want to miss that chili.
No, I am. That's exactly where I was going. I'm like, the chili, 17 different chilies. That means there's going to be like white chicken chili and like all different types of. I'm so excited.
I have friends already strategizing how they're going to do it this year. I'm like, really? I'm like, just follow the map and go.
No, because like if you take like the red chili and then you try like the white chili, because like the white chili is usually not as spicy, so you kind of,
true.
You know, can, yeah. I got it.
You sound like a pro at that.
Well, I love chili.
Okay. Well, that's what it takes, you know?
Pumpkin spice and chili. I did wear the right shirt today.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, what does it say? Pumpkin spice and everything nice.
This is
what my shirt
says. Yeah, fits right in.
Yes.
So.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming in, Kelly.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
We hope to see everyone in Harbor Beach on Saturday.
Yes, get on out to Harbor Beach this Saturday.
Isn't it frustrating?